What face is that?
It was a real face. Perhaps a real Marion?
I ought to write to Romney. Marion's here.
Can I write him a half-truth? Truly, that was Marion's face, and just as truly, the arms of that same Marion clasped a child.
I cannot write to Romney. Here she is. I saw her in Paris. She's not dead. She's damned.
Stop. I go too fast. I'm cruel, like the rest.
Suppose a neighbor is sick and asked her, Marion, carry out my child in the spring air. I punish her for that? I brand her, therefore?
Tired of hard thoughts, I went to wander through the market and make sure that there were still roses in the world.
I saw her again, asking the price of a branch of mountain gorse.
She had been expecting.
Had seen me the day before. She led the way, and I,
as by a narrow plank across devouring waters,
followed her, stepping by her footsteps, breathing by her breath, and holding her with eyes that would not slip. And so without a word we walked a mile, and so another mile.
Without a word.
I saw her room, just scarce larger than a grave. A mouse could find no shelter in it.
Much less a greater secret.
Curtainless, the window fixed us with its torturing eye.
There he lay, upon his back.
The yearling creature, warm and moist with life.
Everything so soft and tender.
And love was there.
She leaned above him, drinking him like wine, in that extremity of love that will pass for agony or rapture.
Seeing that love includes the whole of nature.
Since more can never be than just love.
I thought her wicked.
Unclean, a kidnapper or worse. She faced my accusations.
Those I spoke and those I did not.
He is mine. I am as proud as any mother in the world. I found him. I found him where I found my curse, in the gutter with my shame. What have you to say to that? Those who are happy, who sit safe and high, and never speak against my right to suffer, might think me seduced. Do wolves seduce the wandering fawn? I was not ever, as you say, seduced, but simply murdered. There is nothing to do when people are dead. If you are pious, sing a hymn and go. Go, by all means. Leave me. Let me rest. I'm dead, I say. And if to save my child from death, the mother in me has survived the rest. That is God's miracle. I'm not less dead for that. I'm nothing more than just a mother. For my child, I'm warm and cold and hungry and afraid and smell the flowers a little and see the sun and speak and am silent, just for him. I pray you, therefore, mistake me not. Do not treat me as if I were alive.